uut aastat. Ma loodan, et sul on olnud põnev 2020.
I hope you have had a very good year 2020.
But be sure of this.
Aga ole kindel ühes.
2021 is gonna be even more exciting.
2021 saab tulema veelgi ägedam.
It's gonna be even more adventurous.
See saab tulema veel seikluslikum.
It's gonna be even scarier.
Veelgi hirmsem.
You're gonna have to trust the Lord even more.
Sa pead usaldama Jumalat nüüd veelgi rohkem.
But he's gonna be even more faithful to you.
Aga ta saab olema veelgi ustavam sulle.
He's always faithful.
Ta on alati ustav.
But you will receive more of it.
Aga sa saad sellest rohkemat selle
aastal. Because you will let it flow into your life.
Sest sa lased sellel voolata oma ellu.
If you lift your eyes up to him.
Kui sa tõstad oma silmad üles tema poole.
I want to talk to you this morning about listening to Jesus and his voice.
Ma tahan täna hommikul rääkida sulle Jeesuse ja tema hääle kuulmisest.
And you know he says.
Ta ütleb
that my sheep hear my voice.
Et minu lambad kuulevad minu häält.
And he says I know them.
Ütleb et ma tunnen neid.
And they belong to my pasture.
Ja nad kuuluvad minu karja.
So you are one of his sheep.
Nii et sina oled üks tema lammastest.
And he will speak to you.
Ja tema räägib sinuga.
Specifically this year.
Spetsiifiliselt, just sellel aastal.
Like always.
Nagu alati tegelikult.
But he will speak to you.
Aga ta räägib sinuga.
So why don't we pray?
Et palvetame.
So Holy Spirit help us this morning.
Püha vaim, aita meid täna hommikul.
To hear from you.
Et kuulda sind.
And to receive from you.
Ja võtta sinult vastu.
Whatever it is that you want to tell us.
Mis iganes see on, mida sa tahad täna meil öelda.
And however you want to encourage us.
Ja kuidas iganes sa tahad meid julgustada.
Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, now.
Ava meie südame silmad, issand.
And we pray that you would come and speak through me as well.
Me palume, et sa tuleksid ja räägisid minuga ka.
So, hey, 2021!
Hey, 2021 on käes.
This is, you know, like Marianne said, it's nothing special about the year changing.
Nagu Marianne rääkis, et aasta vahetusest isenesest ei ole midagi erilist.
But it is the way we calculate time.
Aga see on nagu sellest, kuidas me aega kalkuleerime.
You know, how old are you?
Kui vana sa oled.
Some kids are 4 years old.
Mõned lapsed on 4 aastat vanad.
Then there are 5. You know, it's important, the years.
Ja siis on nad 5 aastat vanad, nii et aastat on olulised mingis mõttes.
So what you do with this next year is extremely important.
Ja see, mida sa järgmise aastaga teed, on väga oluline.
And imagine if you had a you know, bag full of coins.
Kujutle, et sul on kott täis münte.
Some gold euros.
Mõned kuldsed eurod.
But you only had 80 of them.
Aga sul on ainult 80 neid.
And you only ever gonna have 80 of them.
Ja sul on alati ainult 80.
You never gonna get another one.
Sa ei saa midagi juurde kunagi.
You would be very careful of how you spend one, wouldn't you?
Siis sa oleksid väga tähelepanelik, kuidas sa igat üht neist kulutad, eks ole.
And especially as you are getting close to the end.
Eriti kui sa hakkab lõpule jõudma see raha.
If you have your last 5 left.
Kui sul on veel viimased 5 münti.
You are very careful of how you spend it.
Siis sa väga hoolega kulutad neid.
So this year is gonna be important for us.
Et see aasta saab olema väga tähtis meile.
So let's be careful of how we spend it.
Et oleme tähelepanelikud, kuidas me seda kulutame.
Maybe some of us will have more.
Võibolla mõnedel meist saab rohkem olema.
Than 80 euro coins.
Rohkem kui 80 euro münti.
Maybe some of us have left less.
Võibolla mõnel vähem.
But doesn't matter.
Aga see ei loe.
God has given each one of them to you.
Jumal on annud iga ühe neist müntidest sulle.
And you can use it for him.
Ja sina saad kasutada neid tema heaks.
And it will be worth it.
Ja see on seda väärt.
I had this picture when I was thinking about this year.
Mul oli üks pilt, kui ma mõtlesin sellele aastale.
And it was like this maze.
Ja see oli nagu see labürint.
Like, you know, trying to find your way through this next year.
Et sa püüad nagu leida sa labürindist teed järgmisel aastal.
I mean, life is a maze, isn't it?
Elu on nagu labürint, kas pole.
You have to make some decisions.
Sa pead tegema pidevalt otsuseid.
Do I go this way or that way?
Kas ma lähen seda teed või teist teed?
You don't know where it's gonna go.
Sa ei tea, kuhu see täpselt läheb.
You don't know if it's gonna be a dead end or not.
Sa ei tea, kas see saab olema tupik või mitte.
Sometimes you have gone down a path for years.
Mõnikord sa oled läinud mingit rada aastaid.
And then you come to dead end.
Ja siis sa jõuad tupikusse.
And you think.
Ja siis sa mõtled.
Oh, I should have chosen another path.
Aga ma oleks pidanud teise raja valima.
5 years ago.
Juba 5 aastat tagasi.
But then it's too late.
Aga siis on liiga hilja.
You spent those 5 euros on the wrong thing.
Sa oled need 5 eurot kulutanud valele asjale.
So, what do we do?
Siis mida me teeme?
We have to listen to God.
Me peame kuulama Jumalat.
So when there's two options.
Kui on kaks valikut.
We have to listen to him.
Siis me peame teda kuulama.
Lord, which way do we go?
Issand, mis teed me peame minema?
Which is the door for me that I have to go through?
Milline uks on mulle, et ma läheksin sealt sisse?
And that's why it's crucial.
Sellepärast on äda vajalik.
God is looking at the maze from above.
Jumal vaatab sellele labürindile ülevalt.
He can see exactly where you are.
Tema näeb täpselt, kus sa seal oled.
He can see where you need to go.
Tema näeb ka, kuhu sa pead minema.
He sees all the dead ends.
Tema näeb ka kõiki tupikuid.
And he can tell you.
Ja ta võib sulle seda öelda.
Go left, go right, go straight.
Mine vasakule paremale otse.
But it's our, you know, opportunity we heard today to listen to him and to live with him.
Aga meie võimalus kuulda Jumalat ja teda kuulda võtta.
And you know, I was praying about this picture.
Ma palvetasin selle pildi pärast.
And you know, it was like a maze.
See oli nagu labürint.
But actually it was more like, you know, when the Israelites were going through the Red Sea.
Aga see oli ka rohkem nagu kui Iisraelased läksid läbi punase mere.
And the Bible says the water was standing up like a dam next to them on either side.
Ja siis Piibel ütleb, et vesi oli nagu siuke müür kahel pool neid seismus.
Püsti. And there was actually only one way to go.
Ja tegelikult oli ainult üks tee, kust minna.
And this is what God can do for you supernaturally.
Ja seda võib täiesti üleloomulikult Jumal sulle ka teha.
He can make for you only one way to go.
Ta võib teha sulle ainult ühe tee, kust minna.
There will be like a supernatural wall on all the wrong doors.
Ta võib teha nagu täiesti üleloomulikud müürid kahele poole.
So that you can only go on his plan, in his plan and his direction.
Et sa saad ainult tema plaani järgi ja tema suunas minna.
If he sort of plug ourselves into his will for our lives. If we get a hold of his will for our lives.
Kui me võtame kinni Jumala soovist meie elu kohta.
So we don't have to be worrying all the time am I making the right decision.
Siis me ei pea kogu aeg muretsema, et kas ma ikka teen õige otsuse.
Just don't go into the water, okay?
Lihtsalt ära mine vette, okay?
Just go on the dry land.
Mine lihtsalt mööda kuiva maad.
And you will know he will give you his peace.
Ja ta annab sulle oma rahu.
And he will help you through this year awesomely.
Ja ta aitab vägevalt sind läbi selle aasta.
You know this awesome story of David Wilkerson.
Sa tead seda võimsat lugu David Wilkersonist.
How he went, you know, he's like the prophet of the last century, wasn't he?
Tema oli möödunud sajand üks profeteid, kas pole.
And he was the man who heard the Lord.
Ta oli mees, kes kuulis Jumalat.
And he was willing to risk everything for it.
Ja ta oli nõus kõigega riskima selle tema plaani täitmise nimel.
To go to the darkest of places.
Et minna kõige tumedamatesse kohtadesse.
Specifically he went to the gangs in New York City.
Täpsemalt ta läks New Yorki nende tänava jõukude juurde.
And shared them the gospel.
Ja jagas neile evangeeliumi.
Like nobody else.
Nagu mitte keegi teine.
And started a, you know, international movement, Teen Challenge.
Ja rajas sellise rahvusvahelise liikumise
Teen Challenge. Which is helping loads of this type of kids.
Mis aitab sellised noorukeid.
To get, you know, out of addictions for drugs and
saada üle narkosõltuvusest.
And live behind the life of crime.
Ja jätta see kuritegelik elu selja taha.
And how it all started.
Ja kuidas kõik algas.
This is a really challenging story actually.
See on väga väljakutsuv lugu.
If you think about it.
Kui sa mõtled sellele.
This guy, he's, you know, every night he used to watch TV.
Varem ta igal õhtul vaatas telekat.
See is like routine, 10 to 12.
Et 10-12 rutiin igapäevane.
And he just, you know, started to sense that this is not what he wants to do with his life.
Siis ta hakkas tunnetama, et see ei ole nagu see, mida ta tahab oma eluga teha.
So he decided to start praying instead.
Siis ta hakkas seda aega kasutama palvetamiseks hoopis.
Every night from 10 to 12.
Igal õhtul 10-12.
I mean, it's a big commitment.
See on tõsine selline pühendumus.
You give something away.
Sa annad midagi ära.
Something that is very, you know, enjoyable.
Midagi, mida sa tegelikult väga naudid.
It doesn't even seem that bad.
See ei tundugi nii väga halb.
You've had your day.
Sul on päev selja taga.
You have done your work.
Sa oled oma töö lõpetanud.
You've given everything.
Sa oled endast kõik andnud.
And then there's the final frontier.
Ja siis on see viimane paar tundi.
Which, you know, there's like this challenge in his heart, give these to me as well.
Ja et siis südamesse jõuab see, et anna see ka mulle.
And he was brave enough, he gave it to the Lord.
Ja ta oli piisavalt julge, et anda see Jumalale.
And many nights he was praying.
Paljudel õhtutel ta palvetas.
Not necessarily much happening.
Tingimata just palju ei juhtunud.
But he was faithful.
Aga ta oli ustav.
Until one time he opened the New York Times.
Kuni ükskord ta avas selle New York Timesi.
And he saw these kids on trial for murder.
Ja nägi neid noorukeid, kes olid siis mõrva eest kohtu alla antud.
And he saw their faces.
Ja ta nägi nende nägusid seal ajal.
How they were scared.
Ja kuidas nad olid hirmul.
And how they were broken.
Kuidas nad olid murtud.
And how their life was, you know, ending so soon.
Ja kuidas nende elu oli juba lõppemas nii noores eas.
And he started weeping.
Ja ta hakkas nutma.
He wasn't even sure why.
Ta isegi ei olnud kindel, miks.
But his heart was breaking for them.
Aga ta süda nagu lõhkes nende pärast.
What is this?
Mis asi see on?
This is God doing something.
See on see, kui Jumal teeb midagi.
He's speaking.
Ta räägib.
It's his voice.
See on tema hääl.
That we can hear.
Mida me võime kuulda.
It's not necessarily mighty words from the heaven.
See ei ole tingimata võimsad sõnad taevast.
Sometimes it's a little nudge.
Mõnikord on see lihtsalt selline väike tõuge.
And you know, before he knows it, he's actually in New York City.
Ja enne kui ta õieti arugi saab, on ta juba New York City's.
He just wants to help these kids.
Ta lihtsalt tahab neid noorukeid aidata.
He wants to meet with them and speak with them.
Ta tahab nendega kohtuda, nendega rääkida.
Tell them about Jesus.
Rääkida neile Jeesusest.
Help them, give them hope.
Anda neile lootust.
And you know, he's told the only way you can see them is if the judge gives you permission.
Ja ainus viis neid näha on see, kui kohtunik annaks selleks loa.
And he's thinking, when I'm going to do this?
Ja mõtleb, et millal ma seda teen.
So he goes to their first trial.
Ja siis ta läheb nende esimesele kohtuistungile.
And as they are like, you know, concluding it, finishing it.
Ja kui see istung on lõppemas.
And he realizes it's actually going to be his only chance to talk to him.
Ja ta saab aru, et tegelikult see on ka ainus võimalus üldse nende
So as everybody is sort of leaving the courtroom.
Kõik hakkavad juba lahkuma sealt kohturuumist. Siis ta tõuseb püsti.
And goes towards the judge.
Läheb kohtuniku poole.
And he says, you know, there, you know, sir, could I have a few words?
Ja ta peab, härra, kas ma võiksin paar sõna vahetada?
At the same time the judge says, you know, get him out of here.
Ja samal ajal kohtunik ütleb, et viiedasid minema.
So the police or the security guys come and grab a hold of him.
Nii et turvad tulevad ja võtavad Davidi kinni.
And they literally drag him out of the courtroom.
Ja põhimõtteliselt lohistavad ta sealt kohturuumist
With all of the press there taking photos.
Ja samas kõik ajakirjandus on seal, teevad pilte temast.
And you know, he's like totally defeated.
Ja ta on täiesti löödud.
He goes back to his home church.
Ta läheb oma kodu kogudusse tagasi.
Where he is the pastor.
Kus ta on pastor.
And everybody is thinking like he's made a fool of himself.
Ja kõik seal arvavad, et see pastor tegi ennast täiesti lolliks.
What are you thinking going to New York City?
Mida sa mõtlesid, kui sa sinna New Yorki läksid?
Did you have to bring all this embarrassment to our church?
Kas sa pidid meie kogudusele kogu seda häbi tooma?
You can imagine him feeling totally defeated.
Sa võid kujutleda, kui löödud ta ennast tundis.
But he was trying to follow God's voice.
Aga ta püüdis järgida Jumala häält.
And before he knew it,
ja enne kui ta sellest aru sai,
he was back in New York City.
Oli ta tagasi New Yorkis.
Trying to get a hold of this kid somehow.
Püüdes kuidagi kontakti saada nende poistega.
Then he calls, you know, the legal office in the...
Siis ta läks sinna õigusbüroosse.
And they say, look, you know, the other option is that you get the consent from all the parents.
Ja siis seal öeldi talle, et teine võimalus nendega kohtuda on saada kõikide nende poiste vanematelt nõus oleks selleks.
That's another impossible task.
See on jälle üks täiesti võimatu ülesanne.
So he finds out from the newspaper, one of the guys is called Luis Alvarez.
Siis ta saab sealt ajalehest teada, et üks nendest poistest on Luis Alvarez.
And siis ta oleks, okay, I'm gonna have to talk to them.
Ja siis ta mõtleb, okay, ma pean temaga rääkima.
He opens the, you know, the phone book these days.
Siis ta avab selle tollase sellise telefoniraamatu.
He starts to call all the Alvarezes in his little phone booth.
Ja hakkab sealt helistama järjest kõikidele Alvarestele, kes seal telefoniraamatus on.
And he tries a few numbers.
Ja siis ta valib mõned neist numbritest.
And obviously nobody is saying we have a son who is in a murder trial.
Ja mõistagi keegi ei tunnista, et jah, meie poeg on mõrvaga kohtu all parasega.
He said he was running out of the coins to call.
Ta hakkas juba helistamiseks vajalikest müntidest.
He had 130 names left.
Ja veel oli 130 nime oli veel jäänud helistada.
He said, Lord, what do we do now?
Ta ütles, et issand, mida ma nüüd teen?
That's a really good thing to say.
See on väga hea asi, mida küsida.
Lord.
Issand.
What do I do now?
Mida ma nüüd teen?
What do I do?
mida ma teen?
So he's just so discouraged.
Ta oli nii kuidagi löödud.
But he looked to the Lord.
Aga ta vaatas Jumala poole.
So he starts to drive around.
Nüüd ta hakkab seal autoga ringi sõitma linnas.
He's driving around aimlessly.
Sõidab sihitult linnas ringi.
And until he comes to this Spanish town, part of the town.
Kuni ta jõuab sinna Hispaania linnaosse.
And he just finds the first empty parking space.
Leiab esimese ettejuhtava vaba parkimiskoha.
Just pulls over to the side of the road.
Pargib sinna tee äärde ära.
Gets out of the car.
Läheb autost välja.
And asks the boy who's walking past.
Ja ühelt mööduvalt poisilt küsib.
So, hey, do you know where Luis Alvarez lives?
Kas sa tead, kus Luis Alvarez elab?
Seda Luis Alvarez, of course.
Jaa, Luis Alvarez, muidugi tean.
Standing in front of his house.
Ja sa seisad täpselt tema maja ees
praegu. Go to the fourth floor.
Mine neljandal korrusel.
And he goes.
Ja siis ta lähebki.
Knocks on the door.
Koputab uksele.
A guy opens the door.
Üks mees teeb lahti.
And he says, you know, are you the parents of Luis Alvarez?
Ja siis ta küsib, et kas teie olete Luis Alvarez vanemad?
They said, yeah, we are.
Ta teeb, et jah, me oleme.
Come in.
Tule sisse.
We've been praying that you would come.
Me oleme palvetanud, et sa tuleksid.
We saw your picture in the newspaper.
Me nägime sinu pilti seal ajalehes.
And we knew that you cared about our sons.
Ja me teadsime, et sa hoolid meie lastest.
And soon enough he has consent from all the seven parents.
Ja varsti on tal kõigilt seitsmelt vanemalt need nõusolekud kohtumiseks.
And he talks and he wants to go and meet them in the holding place where they were.
Ja siis ta tahtis nendega kohtuma minna sinna, kus nad olid.
And there is another obstacle.
Ja siis on veel üks takistus.
There is the local, you know, the prison chaplain.
Seal on üks vangla see kaplan.
Who thinks, oh, these guys are under my spiritual care.
Kes ütleb, et need poisid on minu vaimuliku sellise hoole all.
So you can't meet them and talk to them.
Et sina ei saa nendega kohtuma minna.
But what it didn't realize, well, what happened was.
Aga mis juhtus oli?
You know, God did, you know, this door was closed for a little longer.
Et see uks oli veidi kauem kinni.
But another, a much bigger door was open.
Aga üks teine ja palju suurem uks läks lahti.
Now when he's walking around New York City.
Nüüd kus ta jalutas seal New Yorkis.
All the street gang boys shout out for him.
Kõik need gängi poisid hüüdsid tema poole.
Yo, preacher!
Ei, jutlusta.
You one of us now!
Sa oled üks meie seast nüüd.
Referring to him being handled by the police.
Viidates sellele, et politsei vedas teda kohturuumist välja.
Davey! And he can speak to all of them.
Ja nüüd ta võis nende kõigiga rääkida.
They all respect him.
Kõik austasid teda.
And you know, that's how it started.
Nii see kõik algas.
It's not necessarily that God always, you know, go to this street and this house and go to the fourth floor.
Jumal ei räägi alati nii, et mine sinna linna, sinna tänavale ja neljandale korrusele.
Sometimes we expect that.
Mõnikord me ootame seda.
God, you never speak to me.
Jumal, sa ei räägi minuga kunagi.
I've never heard your voice.
Ma pole kunagi su häält kuulnud.
You know all these other stories.
Kuulen kõiki need teisi lugusid.
About David Wilkerson and everybody else.
David Wilkersonist ja kõigist teistest.
It's not like that.
See ei ole nagu see.
It's you putting your trust in the Lord.
Vaid see, et sa paned oma usalduse Jumalale.
And then there's like walls around you that will stop you from going to the wrong place.
Ja siis on sinust vasakul ja paremal müürid, mis takistavad sind vale teed minemast.
I trust you, Lord.
Ma usaldan sind Jumal.
And then you end up in the right house.
Ja siis sa lõpetad õige maja juures.
It's not a coincidence.
See ei ole juhus.
It's God guiding you.
See on Jumal, kes sind juhib.
But you just have to like have this tiny bit of faith.
Aga sul peab olema nii palju usku.
So that's what God wants you to do.
Seda Jumal tahab, et sa teeksid.
No, I've told you this few times.
Ma olen seda rääkinud mõned korrad.
People are like so desperate to get this information or to know stuff.
Inimesed on nagu tahavad meeleheitlikult asju teada.
You're desperate to hear actually God's voice.
Nad on meeleheitlelt kuulda Jumala
hääl. Because you need guidance in your life.
Sa vajad juhtimist oma ellu.
But often we don't look to him.
Aga me tihti ei vaata Jumala poole.
Often we look to everything else.
Vaid pall kõige muu peale.
We were on this road trip once in Italy.
Kord me olime autoreisil Itaaliasse.
We drove from here all the way to Italy.
Me sõitsime siit Eestist Itaaliasse.
And God really spoke to me during this time actually.
Ja selle aja jooksul Jumal tõesti rääkis minuga.
Because we only had like our destination.
Meil oli ainult oma sihtpunkt paigas.
We didn't know where we were going to stay on the way.
Me ei teadnud, kus me vahepeal peatume.
We didn't know which route we were gonna take exactly.
Me ei teadnud täpselt, millist teed me sõidame.
We wanted a little bit of adventure.
Me tahtsime natukene nagu seiklust.
So we did it sort of step by step.
Nii et tegime seda samm haaval.
And so often I remember we were driving me and Kinna in the front.
Ja tihti ma mäletan, et mina ja Kinna me sõitsime.
And the kids were in the back.
Ja me olime ees ja lapsed olid taga.
We're trying to figure out where to go.
Ja püüdsime nagu välja mõelda, et kuhu
so
minna.
So Kinna is on Google Maps trying to find what's ahead of the road.
Kinna vaatab Google Mapsi kaardi pealt, et mis teed meil ees on.
You know, where can we park?
Kus me saame parkida?
Where can we have some activities for the kids?
Kus me võime lastega mingi tegevust
teha? Which road we should take?
Mis tee me peaksime valima?
Where do we sleep tonight?
Kus me täna üsul magame?
Where can we park so that it's like a safe or nice place?
Kus me saame parkida, et see on ööbimiseks piisavalt ohutu?
And you know, you're stressing on the Google Maps trying to find it.
Ja siis sa nagu oled pinges ja kogu aeg üritad seda kaarti nagu vaadata.
You know, Google is like a god who knows everything, right?
Et Google on nagu jumal, kes just kui teab kõike.
You can ask it any question.
Sa võid küsida üks kõik, mis küsimus on.
And it has the answer.
Ja Google teab vastust.
We do it all the time.
Me teeme seda kogu aeg.
I have this rash on my hands. I have this spots on my hands.
Mul on mingisugused asjad käe peal.
What is it?
Mis asi see on?
Go on Google.
Lähen Googledan.
Put all your symptoms in.
Kõik sümptomid ja
trükid sisse. Million answers.
Saad miljon vastust.
And you're scared of death now.
Ja nüüd sa oled surma hirmul.
Because of all the stories you've read.
Kõikidest nendest lugudest, mida sa Googlist lugesid.
It has answers.
Jah, Google on vastused.
It knows everything.
Teab kõike.
But it's not God.
Aga see ei ole Jumal.
It doesn't want you to succeed in your life.
Google ei taha, et sa elus õnnestuksid.
It doesn't love you.
Google ei armasta sind.
He doesn't have power to heal you.
Tal ei ole sulle tervendavat väge.
So instead of that, we should listen to the Lord.
Selle asemel me peaksime kuulema Jumalat.
Ask him about our lives.
Küsima temalt oma eluga kohta.
Trust him with our health.
Usaldada oma tervist tema kätte.
And with our path.
Ja oma teekond, rada.
That's what God wants us to do.
Seda Jumal tahab, et me teeksime.
So we tried this on this road trip.
Nii et me sõitsime siis seal oma selle automatkal.
And a few times.
Ja mõned korrad.
And towards the end almost all of the time.
Ja mida lõpupoole seda rohkem oli seda aega.
We put Google away.
Me panime Google'i kõrvale.
We lift our eyes up.
Tõstsime oma silmad üles.
Lord, please give us a nice place to park.
Jumal, anna meile üks ilus koht, kus parkida.
And you know, it's not like a sat-nav navigation vision suddenly appears.
Ja see ei ole see, et järsku sul mingi selge nägemine saabub.
Seeing arrows where you should turn.
Et sa ei näe nagu mingisuguseid üleloomulike nooli, et kuhu pöörata.
But often you just ended up in the right place.
Aga tihti sa lihtsalt juhuslikult lõpetad selles õiges kohas.
Just don't know how it happened.
Ja sa ei tea, kuidas see juhtus.
But it did.
Aga see juhtus.
And sometimes you look at some sign, maybe we should go there.
Mõnikord sa vaatad lihtsalt mingist silti ja me peaksime sinna minna.
You have a little bit of peace.
Et see annab sulle nagu mingi rahu.
And this is how God speaks to us.
Ja nii Jumal räägib meiega.
It's not always a big mighty voice from the Lord.
See ei ole alati mingi võimas hääl Jumalalt.
From heaven,
taevast.
The clouds speaking.
Pilved räägivad.
It's a tiny voice often.
See on tihti väga vaikne hääl.
In our hearts.
Meie südametes.
And I just want to talk to you a little bit about something in the Old Testament.
Tahan rääkida natuke millestki vanast testamentis.
Why does God want to speak to you?
Miks tahab Jumal sinuga rääkida?
You know, when the Israelites had come out of Egypt.
Kui Iisraelased olid tulnud Egiptusest välja.
And they were traveling in the desert.
Nad rändasid kõrbes.
Then God made a covenant with them, do you remember?
Siis, kas sa mäletad, Jumal tegi nendega lepingu?
Moses was on the mountain.
Mooses oli mäel.
God was writing the commandments.
Jumal pani kirja käsud.
And he gave it to them.
Ja andis neile.
And then he gave them very specific instructions.
Ja siis ta andis neile väga konkreetsed juhised.
How to establish the service of God.
Et kuidas seda Jumala teenimist üles ehitada.
And one of the things that he told them to do.
Ja üks asi, mida ta käskis neil teha.
For this covenant.
Enne seda lepingut.
For.
Selle lepingu jaoks.
For this stone tablets.
Nende kivitahvlite, enne neid kivitahvlite jaoks.
He told them to build this Ark of Covenant, do you remember?
Ehitada see seadusel aegas.
This is in Exodus chapter 25.
See on teise Moosese 25.
It's an awesome picture of the Lord actually.
See on võimas pilt Jumalast tegelikult.
It's like the picture of the throne of God.
See on nagu Jumala trooni pilt.
And he told them to build this wooden box.
Ja ta käskis neil ehitada selle puit laeka.
It was a little bit over a meter long.
See oli natuke rohkem kui meeter pikk.
It was about 70 centimeters wide and high.
Umbes 70 centimeterit lai ja ka kõrge.
And he said, cover it with gold.
Ja ta ütles, et kata see kullaga.
You know, make golden rings on it.
Ja pane kuldsed rõngad sinna.
And you know, for it to be carried through with these poles.
Et seda saaks kanda.
And then he said, and then put the covenant in there.
Ja siis pane see leping sinna sisse.
And then he said, make a cover for it.
Ja siis ütles, et tee sellele kate.
Make this out of pure gold as well, cover it with pure gold.
Ja kata see ka puhta kullaga.
And he says, hammer from gold these things you call cherubim.
Ja aseta sinna peale keerubid.
This is like this creature looking thing.
Need on need nagu tšuksed kujud.
Some like winged animals, human face type
ja
thing.
Inim nägu ja siis tiivad.
And you know, let the wings cover or be towards the center of this cover.
Ja las nad vaatavad sinna laeka keskosa poole ja las nad tiivad katavad selle laeka.
And interestingly, this cover was called the atonement cover.
Ja huvitaval kombel see oli nimetatud lunastuse kaas.
So this thing that was supposed to cover this box was called atonement cover.
Et see, mis seda seaduse laegast pidi katma, selle nime oli lunastuse laegas.
Or another way to say it is a mercy seat, it's also called.
Ja see on kutsutud ka sellise halastuse istmeks.
Interesting name for the cover of the covenant.
Huvitav nimi ühele seaduse laekala.
And listen to this.
Kuule seda.
This is Exodus chapter 25, verse 22.
Teise Moosese 25:22.
And you know, this talks about above this mercy seat, above this atonement cover.
Ja see räägib sellest kaanest.
And it says, there I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will give you in commandment for the people of Israel.
Seal ma siis ilmutan ennast sulle ja kõnelen sinuga lepituskaanel mõlema keerubi vahel, mis on tunnistuslaeka peal kõigest, mida ma sind käsin Iisraeli lastele öelda.
He says he will talk to you from that place.
Ta ütleb, et ma räägin sinuga selles kohas.
That is interesting, isn't it?
See on huvitav, kas pole?
This must be some very special place.
See peab olema ikka üks väga eriline koht.
Why did God go through all of this effort to...
Miks Jumal palub teha kõike seda jõupingutust?
Just to cover this covenant, this commandments.
Lihtsalt, et seda lepingut nagu kinni katta.
It is because.
See on selle pärast, et.
Well, you look at this ark of the covenant, you see who God is.
Sa vaatad seda seadusel aegast ja mõistad, kes on Jumal.
You know, in this box there's the covenant.
Selles laekas on leping.
God is a covenant God.
Jumal on lepingu Jumal.
He has made a covenant with you.
Ta on teinud sinuga lepingu.
He's not just doing whatever he thinks is good at a given time.
Ta ei tee lihtsalt seda, mis ta arvab, et antud hetkel on hea teha.
But he has a covenant.
Aga ta on teinud lepingu.
If there is a king,
kui on olemas kuningas,
you know, and he gives out some rules for his kingdom,
kes on oma kuningriigile annab välja seadused,
it doesn't matter if you know all the laws.
Siis ei loe, kas sa tead kõiki neid seadusi.
Or if you agree with all the laws.
Või kas sa nende kõigi seadustega nõustud.
Or even if you like the king.
Või kas sulle üldse kuningas meeldibki.
As far as the king is concerned, this is the covenant.
Nii kaua kui kuningas on selles veendunud, on see seadus.
And our God is a covenant God.
Ja meie Jumal on lepingu Jumal.
You remember Marianne saying, I will give you now a new covenant.
Sa mäletad, kuidas Marianne ütles, et Jeesus ütles, ma annan teile nüüd uue lepingu.
Through my blood.
Läbi oma vere.
Well, the first covenant had to be fulfilled for that.
Esimene leping pidi selleks täidetud saama.
So, and above that first covenant that God has made with you.
Esimesest lepingust kõrgem.
There is the mercy seat.
Seal on see halastuse iste.
Which upon which God is sitting.
Mille kohal Jumal istub.
This is the promised new covenant.
See on selle uue lepingu lubadus.
This is the blood of Jesus.
See on Jeesuse veri.
That will wash us clean from all of our sins.
Mis meid kõikidest meie patudest puhtaks peseb.
Mercy doesn't account for much if there isn't the covenant or the commandments.
Halastus ei loeks palju, kui ei oleks seda lepingut.
If there is no law,
kui ei ole seadust,
what use is mercy?
Mis kasu siis on ka halastusest?
If you haven't done anything wrong,
kui sa ei ole justkui midagi valesti teinudki,
why do you need mercy?
Miks sul siis on halastust vaja?
Sometimes we think God is so merciful.
Mõnikord mõtleme, Jumal on nii armuline.
He will forgive anybody anything.
Ta annab ükskõik kellele ükskõik mida andeks.
Like as if he doesn't have a clue what's important in life.
Nagu ei oleks tal üldse aima, mis on elus tähtis.
Like he didn't have a plan for people.
Nagu tal ei olekski inimeste jaoks plaani.
Like he doesn't want to actually have them good lives.
Nagu ta tegelikult ei tahakski, et neil oleks head elud.
He's just somewhere very far.
Ta on kuskil väga kaugel.
He doesn't really care about anything.
Ta tegelikult ei hooli eriti millestki.
No.
Ei.
He actually set an example for a perfect life.
Ta on tegelikult seadnud meile ühe eeskuju täiuslikuks eluks.
That was only ever fulfilled in Jesus.
Ja see kõik oli Jeesuses rakendunud.
And then he covers the law.
Ja siis ta katab seaduse.
With his mercy.
Oma halastusega.
So that he could receive you.
Et ta võiks sind vastu võtta.
Like Kinna was saying, we need to come to this point where we realize that we've done wrong.
Et nagu Kinna ütles, me peame tulema sellesse kohta, kus me saame aru, tunnistame, et me oleme eksinud.
Then God can give us a new page.
Siis Jumal saab anda meile uue lehekülje.
And so, you know, this is where God is sitting on his throne.
See on see, kus Jumal istub oma troonil.
And he wants to speak to you.
Et ta tahab sinuga rääkida.
Not just because, you know, you really desire to hear some voice.
Mitte lihtsalt sellepärast, et sina väga tahad kuulda tema häält.
No, because he actually... has made a covenant with you.
Või sellepärast, et on teinud sinuga lepingu.
There is possibility to live according to his plan for your life.
Sul on võimalus elada tema plaani kohaselt, mis tal sinu elu jaoks on.
You know, Paul says,
Paulus ütleb,
that we are a part of the promise made to Abraham.
Osa sellest lubadusest, mis Jumal tegi Abrahamiga.
We actually are, you know, part of that.
Me oleme osa sellest.
Through Jesus Christ.
Läbi Jeesuse Kristuse.
You are plugged into this plan God had for universe, for humankind.
Sa oled sellest plaanist osa, mis Jumalal oli kogu inimkonna jaoks.
When he said to Abraham.
Kui ta ütles Abrahamile.
Look at all the stars.
Vaata kõiki neid tähti.
You know, your children will be as numerous as that.
Sul saab olema nii palju lapsi, kui on neid tähti.
You are one of those stars there.
Sina oled ka üks nendest tähtedest seal.
When God was speaking to him, he was speaking about you.
Kui Jumal rääkis temaga, siis ta rääkis tegelikult ka sinuga.
He was talking about you.
Ta rääkis sinu kohta.
When he was saying, look at all the sand grains on the beach.
Kui ta ütles, et vaata kõik need liivad eri rannal.
One of them is you.
Üks neist teradest oled sina.
God was thinking about you from that moment, I mean before that moment.
Jumal mõtles sinu peale juba enne seda hetke.
But this is when the story began.
Aga siit see lugu algas.
The covenant.
See leping.
Whereby he wants to give you all of his fullness.
Millega ta tahab oma täielikuse sulle anda.
And it says in Galatians.
Ja Galaatlastes ütleb.
That all the blessings that were promised to Abraham.
Kõik need õnnistused, mis Abrahamil olid lubatud.
You can receive them through faith.
Võid sa usus ka ise vastu võtta.
So that is why he speaks to you.
Sellepärast ta räägib sinuga.
That is why he wants to guide you.
Sellepärast ta tahab sind juhatada.
As far as he's concerned, there's a covenant in place.
Nii kaua kui tema on kindel, et leping on paigas.
He's not just doing things randomly.
Ta ei tee asju juhuslikult.
He has chosen you.
Ta on sind valinud.
And he has saved you.
Ta on sind päästnud.
And he's washed you clean.
Ta on sind pesnud puhtaks.
For a purpose.
Eesmärgiga.
And with a plan.
Ja plaaniga.
That he started all these thousands of years ago.
Mida ta tuhandeid aastaid tagasi alustas.
So why don't we stand up?
Nii et tõuseme püsti.
So if you need to step into this covenant again.
Kui sa pead astuma taas sellesse lepingusse.
This is something you can do, you know, every day.
See on miski, mida sa saad iga päev teha.
This is something we do when we go to the communion table.
See on miski, mida me teeme, kui me läheme armulauda.
We just remind ourselves of the promises of the Lord.
Me tuletame endale meelde Jumala lubadusi.
We go to him.
Ja me läheme tema juurde.
And we desperate to hear his voice.
Ja me meeleheitlikult tahame tema häält kuulda.
And let him guide us through this next year.
Ja lasta tal ennast juhtida läbi uue aasta.
We come to him as we are.
Me tuleme tema ette nagu me oleme.
And we acknowledge that his law is good.
Ja me teadvustame, et tema seadus on hea.
And it's perfect.
See on täiuslik.
It's perfect will for mankind.
See on täiuslik soov inimkonnale.
And we acknowledge that we will ever be able to fulfill it.
Ja me teadvustame, et me ei suudaks ise seda kunagi täita.
We just can't do it.
Me lihtsalt ei suuda.
That's why we come to our Savior Jesus Christ.
Sellepärast tuleme oma päästja Jeesuse Kristuse ette.
Who did fulfill the law.
Kes täitis seadust.
And who did give himself as a sacrifice for us.
Ja kes andis end meie eest ohvriks.
So that God could look upon his sacrifice.
Et Jumal saaks vaadata tema ohvri annile.
And he could pardon us.
Ja anda meile andeks.
And he could give us mercy.
Ja anda meile armu.
Even when we don't deserve it.
Isegi kui me ei vääri seda.
So why don't you speak to him in your heart?
Räägi oma südames temaga.
And come to him now.
Ja tule tema juurde nüüd.
Just acknowledge him as a good king.
Teadvusta teda kui head kuningat.
This is the covenant he has for you and this blessing he has it for you.
See on see leping ja õnnistus, mis tal sinu jaoks on.
You just go to him and you receive it yourself.
Mine lihtsalt tema juurde ja võta see vastu endale.
But if you, and this is what we do every day, like we said.
Ja nagu ma ütlesin, me teeme seda iga päev.
But if you need to make a step today.
Aga kui sa pead astuma sammu täna.
If you feel like you need to repent of something.
Kui sa tunned, et sa pead milleski meelt parandama.
You know, something you feel like you need to do in more grace and faithfulness this year.
Kui sa tunned, et sa pead midagi rohkemas, suuremas usus tegema.
Or you need to step into this covenant.
Või et sa pead astuma sellesse lepingusse.
And just accept it.
Ja seda lihtsalt vastu võtma.
Then you can come here in the front and we can pray with you.
Siis sa võid tulla siia ette ja me palvetame sinu pärast.
If God has been speaking to you today.
Kui Jumal on sinuga täna rääkinud.
And you felt conviction.
Ja sa tunned süütunnet.
Or you feel like God has shown something, then just come and we'll pray with you.
Või kui tunned, et Jumal näitas sulle midagi, siis tule ette ja me palvetame su eest.
Okay, thank you, Lord.
Tänu issand.